tell you in a minute.
Where are the soldiers in the park?
Oh, it's wonderful, Mama.
Children, be quiet.
I have the newspaper from Budapest. Austria Hungary declared war on Serbia.
The city is in an uproar
that is
feeling
and dancing in the
streets. Susan,
thank goodness.
Here is
your preposterous.
Oh,
I have
to.
Yeah,
I thought
I would find you in the park.
Oh,
Joseph.
What is happening?
What is
war?
What is war? What is
the
bomb?
Oh, no, no. But there are flags, my dear, everywhere. You would think it was a holiday. People say Belgrade will be captured within a week. That it is a new day for the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hey, hey. Celebration!
Hey.
Let's have
hey.
Champagne!
Yes, we are! Champagne for everyone! Toast to our motherland!
I must go back to my shop and the store. None of the apprentices work when I'm not there. Every electrical light in Tessany will be out if I stay away much longer. I will see you at dinner.
I do not want to go home. I want to stay with the people. I do not want to go home.
Come on, Rose.
Do not worry. I can walk by myself.
You will be home for dinner.
Yeah, I will. I had no meal in the city. I could eat dinner now.
Hold on to the violin, children. We will go home and see how Maria is doing with dinner. Come now, Rosie. You're just enough of name.
I think the war is good. I will be a soldier.
The war will be over in a few weeks. It will be a long time before you are old enough to be a soldier.
Who will Papa be a soldier?
I hope not. I think his work at the resort is too important. He will be a few.
What is war, Mama?
When a country must fight to defend itself. Serbia wants to hurt us.
Bad Serbia.
Oh, yeah, but we are fighting more countries than only Serbia. We are fighting little France and little England and Russia.
Is Russia little, Mama?
Oh, no, yeah, be careful now. We are coming to the bridge.
Is Russia little, Mama?
You're very backward. I think they do not even have guns. Nothing like ours.
Nobody is coming today, Mama.
Of course not. Children, come. Do not dawdle.
Are we going to the synagogue?
No, 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 no. It is not the Sabbath. We are going home.
We have to hurry when we go to the synagogue.
Well, we are going home, and the sooner we get out of all the celebrating, the better. War is nothing to celebrate. Certainly not for Jews. Everything,
Yaka. Oh, it will be over so quickly, we will hardly know it's begun.
Even you are so sure.
How could England, France, and Russia stand against the might of Germany, Austria-Hungary, and the whole Ottoman Empire?
You're right, of course. I shouldn't worry, but we have two sons in high school, almost old enough to go to war.
The war will be over long before our sons leave high school, sir.
Eugene goes to war. German goes to war.
No, little Rose. The war will be over soon.
I will be a nurse in the war if it lasts long enough.
Please. What foolish talk. 11 years old you are. And besides, you have much to do to help me with Rose and Joseph. Is it not enough for you to look after a 5-year-old and your little brother?
Yeah.
You children may leave the table now if you have finished dinner. Your papa and I will have our coffee.
May I take Joseph and Rose to the park, Mama?
Yeah, of course. But if there are many people about, bring them right back.
Yes, Mama. Come on, Joseph. Rose.
All right.
You must wait for me and hold my hand.
All right.
Things will change, my dear, even if divorce is a short one.
What do you mean?
How many years have I been chief electrician at Peshawar?
Oh, you know very well. Is it almost 16 years?
Mm-hmm. In all this time, there's been nothing but the best here. Dukes,
princes, old and wealthy, and famous of Europe have come here.
Well, it is a world-famous resort, yeah. And rightly so. We have the best mineral baths, the most beautiful buildings, and I think the best trained staff, too. If I do say so myself. But how would it change?
Well, already I have received orders that there will be new buildings here.
Yeah.
Cheap new buildings for officers of the army.
But why? Can't they stay in resort hotels?
Oh, perhaps there will be too many of them.
Too many? Not. What do you mean?
I don't know what it means. It is to be for officers who are wounded.
Wounded?
Well, my dear, even in a short war, they are bound to be wounded.
Oh, you do not build buildings for short war. You do not make plans for the rehabilitation of officers.
Ach, you're too anxious, Sarah.
Oh, Eugene will graduate from high school at end of summer. He wants to be doctor. It will take him through the war.
The war will last only a few weeks. Now, enough of all this worry, Sarah. You are a good Hungarian. You must believe in the victory of your country.
We are also Jews. If things do not go well for our country, someone will be to blame.
No, Sarah. All of our family will come at the end of the week. My sisters, their families from Vienna, and of course your family from Budapest. You must not be so fearful. And what about Eugene? He will also be home from school, and you don't want to worry him with such fears.
Well, yeah, you are right. But nothing would worry Eugene. He thinks the best of everyone.
You will see. In the autumn, the war will be over. Rose will be in school, and all things will be good.
Having Rose in school will certainly be very good. She is the most active child I've ever seen. Perhaps school will tire her a little and make her quiet at home.
Oh, have some more coffee and have another little dream, if you like.
To school. Now put your shoes on.
I don't like shoes.
It is no longer summer. You must wear shoes. Now come. You will keep me waiting.
I do not like school, Mama.
Now you haven't gone yet. You will like
it. I hate school. I want Eugene.
Will you stop it? You know Eugene is
not
here.
I want Eugene.
Will you believe? What is the matter?
Well, of course she doesn't want to go to school. And now she says she wants Eugene.
Oh, she is frightened because he has gone to the war. When she saw him in his uniform, she was frightened. Rose, I will put your shoes on for you. And we will play a game all the way to school.
I am not afraid.
No, of course you are not.
I'm not afraid.
Eugene will be home soon.
Oh,
good girl, now come. And you will meet your new teacher.
I do not want to go to school, please. Mama says I must sit down all day.
Oh, you will meet many new friends.
Yes, I want to.
I love to go to school. You will like it, you will.
Homework for me. You don't have to help in the garden.
Oh, it's all right, Mama. There is so much left to harvest.
We have a good garden this year.
Oh, yes. I suppose we will get tired of so many cabbages and beets all winter.
Well, we may be thankful for cabbages and beets. I never thought we would have to plant our own garden in Pershing. There was always so much food and always the best.
But I thought the war would end so soon.
I can't understand how the English are hanging on so long. They are so small a country, and it is said their army is weak, and they are poor fighters.
Some people say we are losing the war, that even the Kaiser no longer believes we will win.
Oh, please, you must not talk in such ways. Just before food is scared,
I don't need it for the trash. And I do not believe such things. Here is the last of the beasts.
I will get one of the men workers to carry all this to the house.
Should I help finish the carpets, Mama?
No. There's time tomorrow to finish. Come, we will go back now. You have a lot of studying to do, and I have roles to settle.
She is doing well at school now, I think, Mama.
So you say. She seems to be the leader of a little band of wild creatures.
She does organize all the children who like outdoor games. But it is good for her. Under the castle, she is clever, I think. She learns so quick.
I hope this wretched war is soon over. I think the children are not getting enough milk these days. And what will we do about Christmas? With Eugene gone and so few workers for the holiday sports at the resort, and no sugar or candy and cake.
Mother, I will find all the recipes that take little sugar and butter, and all will be well.
Philly, will you come with me tomorrow to see Nicole?
Yes, Mama, if you like.
Yeah, your papa is good man. A good Jewish papa. Even if he does not go to synagogue.
Yeah, I know, Mama.
When he learned to be electrician in Germany, he lived with Gentiles. His own papa was a journalist, as you know, and also worked with Gentiles.
Yeah, Mama.
But I do like to go to synagogue, even if we do not keep a strictly kosher household. I like you and the other children to come with me.
No, Grandmama is pleased that we go.
Well, she is quite scandalized that we do not keep a strict Jewish household. But I am glad that she knows I go on the Sabbath, and that you, her pride and joy, come too.
No, Mama.
Ah, yeah. She says you will be a happy mother in kosher household someday. My other little daughter. Well, for Rose, Grandmama says we must only pray she does not kill herself with her wild antics before she has grown.
I think, Mama, Rose will be somebody great someday.
We will see about that. Now we are home, and we will see what Rose has been up to.
Rose, what are you doing? You will be late for school.
I'm sorry, Helen. I don't have time to eat.
Don't you say trying. You've been up an hour.
I know. I need my history book. Oh, here.
Rose, you have been here weeks already. I should think you could get yourself on an organized schedule. It is undisciplined. Your Uncle Levin and I are going to have to do something about it.
Oh, but I'm very disciplined. And, Caroline, it's because of the prayers that I'm late. When I sleep late, you know, I don't have time for both prayers and breakfast.
But you're not even used to saying prayers in the morning, child. You don't say prayers at home, do you?
No, that's the way I like to say them here. They make me feel good somehow. I never want to miss them. Oh, but I have to go. Goodbye, Aunt Uncle.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye, child. Goodbye.
Oh, that child goes overboard about everything.
You know, Caroline, you're quite right.
The milk is too hot for your coffee.
Ah, thank you, my dear. I will have some more. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, it's a great opportunity to teach Lawrence what it really means to live as a Jew. With her enthusiasm, she could grow up to be a very strong Orthodox woman.
Ah, but the law says children must be taught day after day, patiently, constantly. She does not get that at home.
Yeah, she goes to Hebrew school, and with all her relatives, or most of us anyway, keeping the traditions, she can see what it means to be a Jew. It is not like her father, who grew up with Gentiles. No wonder he does not keep a kosher home. He did not have a chance to learn when he was growing up.
At least he married a Jewish woman.
And a good one. She fears God.
Ah, there is not a kinder woman in Hungary.
And she has taught her children to respect the traditions and the law.
I know. You do not have to tell me about my own sister. Still, it would have been better if she had married an Orthodox Jew.
Oh, Caroline, these are hard times. Some windows of our synagogue were broken on Sunday.
You did not tell me.
I am telling you now. I did not want Rose to hear.
No one was there.
No, no. It was Sunday. Well, the war is going very badly for us.
Oh, I do not understand it. How can it be possible? How can a little country like England and France and the Americans, how can they stand against Germany and Austria and Hungary? You cannot mean it. We might lose.
Caroline, now don't even ask that question unless you whisper it. Now, a lot of people are asking it very quietly. They say it is impossible for the might of the Austro-Hungarian Empire and Germany to be defeated. If there is defeat, they say it is because of sabotage from inside the country.
Who would sabotage us? Who do they think?
Well,
people think. But our Jewish boys are fighting in the war.
What better way? We must be wrong.
Is that what the men say at the synagogue?
It is just the same old thing, Caroline. I think it is nothing to worry about. The same old thing. We have survived 2,000 years in the midst of our Christian neighbors.
The few miners have back.
And we will survive until Messiah comes.
And in the meantime, we also survive broken windows and slander in some countries' pogroms. In Russia, what they are doing to Jews.
We're not having pogroms now. Not now. Nobody goes into a Jewish community anymore and beats up Jews and burns down houses. Nobody. Russia is too busy with the war.
No. They can kill Jews in uniform now, can they not? They do not have to hunt out our young men in the middle of the night anymore.
Oh, tell a lie.
I guess I am worried about young Herman and you, kid. She's touching her old wife's letters to her brothers every week.
Yes, and it's good for her penmanship, too.
Part of the fact they will probably never get them. They have no real address.
She does not write letters on Sabbath, does she?
Oh, of course not. I would not permit it anyway.
She's an interesting child.
Oh.
A bit overboard, as you say, but very interesting.
Is Uncle Levin back from the synagogue yet, Aunt Caroline?
No. He stays at his cafe until about 9. You know that.
I didn't know what time it was.
Is it something about homework?
I can wait.
Well, perhaps it is something I could help you with. You ought to be getting to bed. Perhaps you will manage to pray and eat your breakfast in the morning.
Aunt Caroline, why do I have to go to bed so early? I never have to go to bed at 9 o'clock at home. I can't sleep so early.
Children your age need to go to bed at 9. Where did you get that?
What?
Is not that a new copy book?
Yes.
Well, I ask you where you got it.
I bought it.
Oh, you bought it. You went off and just bought a new copy book without asking?
Yeah.
Yes, Aunt Caroline.
Yes, Aunt Caroline.
You bought it. And where, may I ask, did you get the money?
It was my own money.
Where did you get the money? You did not have any money when you came. Answer me. Where did you get the money?
I bought it with my own money.
Did you hear the question? Where did you get the money?
Are you going to answer me? Stand up. You are to tell me this instant where you got the money for that copybook.
I am back. Ah, it was very crowded at the cafe. Tonight. Hey, what is going on?
I ask this child a simple question. I ask her where she got the money to buy this new copybook, and she is deliberately defying me. She refuses to answer a simple question.
Rose, it's just a simple question. Nobody says you stole the money.
They think it.
Nobody thinks anything. Answer the question. Answer the question.
Oh, no. She is too high and mighty.
Are you going to answer?
She's not even going to breathe. Just look at that red face. She is holding her breath.
I'm sorry, Rose. I am taking off my belt. Now, turn around.
You can still tell us.
There. I do not know.
Rose, we do not want to hurt you, but you must tell us.
Why do you not sit down, Rose?
Oh, now stop crying. You can just tell us where you got your money and everything will be all right. And you will go to bed and in the morning everything will be better.
Stop crying, Rose.
Oh, it is not hurt that much. It's your feelings that were hurt.
Perhaps a drink of water. Get her some water.
No, she is dramatizing the whole thing. Just have this water, Rose, and we will get to the bottom of it.
Take a drink of water, Rose.
Oh, I have never seen a more stubborn child. All right, now stop crying. You are not going to bed until you tell us.
Let her cry, then. She's tired of crying. She can tell us where she got the money.
She got the money for a new copybook. She tried to reason with her, but then we tried the belt. Nothing will get a word out of her. I have never seen such a stubborn child. But now she's got herself so worked up she's been crying since 9 o'clock.
Let me speak to the child. Bring some tea first and leave us alone with the door shut.
She's in the parlor. I made you some tea, Aunt Esther.
2 teacups, please, and leave us alone. I hope you will drink some tea. When I was a little girl, I always found hot tea to be a great comfort. That is right. That is right, dear child. Good. Now, give me your hand. That is right. Now, tell me, what went wrong?
I bought a new copybook, and I can't think I stole the money for it. I told her it was my own money, but she doesn't believe me. She said I had to tell her where I got the money. It was my money, and she didn't believe me.
I believe you. I knew it was your money.
It was my birthday money. It was money from my birthday that Mama sent me. She knew Mama sent me money for my birthday.
Probably
forgot, Rose.
It's wrong of her to think I would see you.
Wrong.
I still have the change in my pocket.
See? I see it. Well, it's all over now.
Can you tell them I'm not a thief?
Oh, I don't think they think you are a thief, Rose. They just wanted you to tell them about the money.
Not when they were suspicious and ordered me to do it.
But, dear child, if you had told them, you wouldn't have been punished.
But she commanded me to tell her. She tried to force me.
But it's just so terrible. Is it so terrible to have to obey an order? It was a very small order.
As long as I live, I shall never obey an order. I shall do what people ask me if they love me and ask. But never, if I'm commanded, will I obey. Never!
Be hanging out the window. You want to miss your train? Think of your mama and papa waiting for you and you not home today after all.
I'm all ready. But why are the streets so full of people?
It's your books, Rose. Uncle Levin is waiting for us. I have got the presents for your mama and Felice.
Uncle Levin, we're coming. What is happening?
Oh, Nicholas has abdicated.
What's that?
The children, Wash, I have given up his throne.
Oh, I cannot believe it. In the middle of a war.
Who did he give it to?
I'm just hurrying along, Rose. You don't want to miss your train.
Who is the new king?
Oh, I cannot believe it.
There isn't a new king. They say the people will rule the country.
Oh, what nonsense.
Is the war over?
No.
Will our king give away his throne?
Oh, of course not. Nothing is going to change in Hungary. Wash is having a revolution.
Well, what's that?
Your father will tell you about it when you get home.
Oh, would there be more food at home? Are the shops empty at home?
Things are the same everywhere, Rose. But we have a big family. We help each other out. We'll be all right.
Oh, please, God.
Come on, then. Now, here we are at the station.
Soon after Rose Warmer returned from visiting her aunt and uncle in Budapest, the end of the war came. In the bitter border disputes following the war, the territory of Hungary that included Rose's home in Pechenny was annexed to Czechoslovakia. Suddenly, loyal Hungarians were expected to become Czech. There was despair, uprooting, anger.
I won't do it. I will never speak Czechoslovakian.
Papa, it is terrible in school. Rose refuses to speak at all. Her teacher is angry at her all the day.
Rose, why do you always have to make everything so difficult? It is the new law. We have explained it to you so many times.
I will not have any more of this rebellion, Rose. You're hurting yourself and possibly the whole family. You will have to learn the new language sooner or later. You might as well do it now.
I am Hungarian. I don't care if everybody in the whole school speaks Czechoslovakian.
Rose?
I love Hungary, and I will speak Hungarian.
You do not care that you will get Mama and Papa into trouble?
I won't.
Yes, you will, Rose. The new law is that Hungary is no longer our country. Our flag is now the flag of Czechoslovakia.
Never!
Enough. You will go to your room until morning.
Before dinner, Papa, I'm hungry.
We are all hungry.
Oh, yeah. Could she have a little soup?
A little soup? But that's all.
That is all there is anyway.
And then to bed. You will speak this terrible new language.
Book for such a long time. When Lisa gave it to me, I told her I might read it every day, too, as she does. A funny title.
Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, I'm so hungry. I wish I did have bread, a whole loaf to myself. No, I would bring it to the table and give it to everyone. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. How can God care for people when there's so much suffering? Nietzsche says that there is no God, or good or evil. The rabbis say God shelters his people and is their shield. Oh, King of Heaven, I want to believe in you. But why did we lose the war? And why can't you give us food to eat? And why is there still so much sickness and people dying? Oh, please take care of my brothers. Eugene will be a doctor someday if you let him live. And Herman is already a good electrician. He wouldn't want to waste a good doctor and electrician, God. And let somebody like me live. I'm always in trouble. But God, no matter what, I will never, never learn Czechoslovakian.
Pretended you did not know it.
Get away. I didn't know the stupid language.
But you do. Teacher says, listen to Rose. Say it the way Rose says it. Rose, will you read the lesson again? Everyone listen to Rose.
I had to learn it, same as everybody. Do you think I wanted to get beaten at school every day? Do you think I wanted to fail every subject because I wouldn't write the letters and checks? I hate it.
Liar.
Just because you're too stupid to learn it.
Stop it, Rose. What is going on here?
She called me stupid because I cannot learn Czech.
Rose, you will go inside. You will not have recess the rest of the week. It is very wicked to make fun of people who may not learn as quickly as you do. Well, why are you standing there? Do you have something to say?
No, teacher.
Perhaps you would like to apologize to Carl?
No, teacher.
Go inside. You are a cruel and unkind girl. You will write on the board 100 times, true stupidity is in calling names.
Very pleasant, my dear. It reminds me of the picnics we all used to have before the war.
How can it remind you of those days? I was just thinking how different everything is.
Well, different perhaps, but the same warm sunshine, the same river winding through Passchendaele, the same old trees. And you, as beautiful as ever.
But look, It is just you and me.
What do you mean? Rose and Felice are just taking a walk in the forest.
Rose is taking a walk in the forest. As usual, Felice has gone to find her. Oh, what are we going to do with Rose?
Oh, you worry too much.
If only there were a high school she could go to. Oh, it is so unfortunate that there is no further schooling for her.
These are hard times. It's something that even the lower schools are open with everything in Czechoslovakia.
Well, their educational system is certainly lacking.
Everything is lacking even now. It will take a long time for the world to really recover from the war.
And in the meantime, we have Rose, so restless.
Yes.
Soon she will have nothing to do. What will become of a 14-year-old with nothing to do?
She'll have plenty to do. She can help you, Felice does.
Well, you know she will be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know why she is not like other girls. She hates kitchen work and sewing.
Yes.
Huh? She should have been a boy. It is all sports and running and swimming and those endless long walks. She is never still a moment.
Books?
All right. She is still when she is reading. But the books she reads at her age, all that philosophy and history, she reads books that even bore you.
It is just to pass her time. There's no harm.
Yeah, I suppose I do worry too much. Things are turning out well for you, Jean.
Well, that is an understatement. Not many Jews are even considered for medical school these days, and our son is heading his class.
But Eugene is worried about Rose.
He is not worried. Let us finish the coffee, hmm?
What in the world?
What?
At the bend of the river. It cannot be Rose.
It cannot be anyone else.
But the current is so strong here. Rose! Rose, come out of that water.
He is coming.
But the water is ice cold. And this weather, no one will be swimming for weeks yet.
Except Rose.
It's wonderful. And Felice will never find me.
I don't know what we are going to do with Rose.
I died from the bridge. The river is so high and deep, I didn't even have to think about the rock.
Oh.
Rose, you have been told not to dive from the bridge when you are low.
But the water is deep. It's always deep in the spring. Look at your dress. It is ruined. Oh. The sun feels cool.
Get up off that grass. You will freeze.
No, Mama. I feel alive. It's lovely to be icy cold and lay in the sun. You can feel every single cell in your body. You can feel the roots of your hair growing.
Your dress is ruined.
I had better go and look for Felice. We sent her after you.
I know. She was calling and calling. And when I saw her getting close, I went to the bridge and dived off. The river was making so much noise, she didn't even hear me.
Rose, she is still looking for you.
Oh, why is she then? I'm tired of Felice looking for me. Felice telling me what to do. Felice giving me advice. I'm not a child anymore, you know.
I asked her to look for you, and I will find her. And I will speak to you later, Rose.
Well, Rose, why do you have to be so extreme? You do not have to jump in the river to get away from your sister. You had better go on home ahead of us. You will get a bad cold in this air.
I'm sorry, Mother. I don't mean to be upsetting. I don't know why I can't be like other people. Well, yeah, I do. I'm not like other people.
No, you are not.
You know I'm not. I'm going to be rich and famous, Mother, and do wonderful things. You see,
what you are going to do, young lady, is get home as fast as you can and get out of those clothes. Now go.
I love you, Mama. And when I'm famous, you will be famous too and have your pictures in all the papers.
Oh, what is to become of her? I do not know.
Like to study the piano. It will be an excellent way for you to continue your education. Listen.
Perhaps you would like to learn French. You could keep on with the piano. There is a woman in town who used to teach French to some rich people in Germany.
Jean, two N, Hélène, Hélène, nous chemons, vous chemez, Hélène.
There is a new school in the town, Rose, that teaches typing and clerical skills for young women. Would you like to attend? It would be something different for you to do.
Papa, I've only just a few hours away from the hospital, but I must speak with you about Rose. Don't sigh, Mama.
I have a very good plan.
She's almost 18 now, Eugene. She has more of a mind of her own than ever.
I know that. But she always listens to me.
That's true, dear.
Now, Mama, Papa, what is it that Rose is always doing?
Going to parties, playing piano, studying French.
Scaring us half to death with her acrobatics on the river?
Exactly, her acrobatics. Huh? She's tremendously athletic.
Well, come to the point, Eugene.
There's a school where she could go and learn physical education.
Huh?
What is that?
Mama, it's studying gymnastics and dancing and ballet. Rose would love it.
She would go away to a school?
Yeah. She needs to get away. She is going crazy here.
Where is this school?
Well, it is in Vienna, Mama.
Vienna?
She's 18 years old. And Mama, Papa, it is at the Art Academy in Vienna. It is a famous school.
But I am sure it would cost...
I want to pay for it, Papa.
Huh?
I can pay for it now. And it's a small way of thanking you for all you have done for me.
Oh, you're cheap.
Oh, Vienna.
It's not so far, Mama. And she'll be a lot safer in Vienna than doing stunts on the bridge at Pechenny.
I think it would be just the thing. If Rose agrees.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh, Eugene. Oh. Oh, Mama. Oh, Papa. Oh, I agree. I agree.
Rose, at your age, hiding in the drapery.
Oh, Vienna.
Oh, Rose, you're incorrigible.
Oh, thank you, Eugene. My dearest, loveliest, most wonderful brother. Oh, I love you. I love you. And Mama and Papa. Oh, Vienna. Oh, I agree. I agree.
I just cannot believe I am in Vienna. It is absolutely the best place in the whole world to be, and the most wonderful time to be alive.
Listen to her.
You had better keep exercising, Rose. Oh, Fräulein Marquardt will show you how wonderful it is to be alive at the Art Academy.
Oh, and the Art Academy. Oh, I never in my wildest dreams thought I would be here. Oh, I love my brother. I adore him. He is a man of complete distinction.
He is a doctor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He is going to be a famous doctor, and I am going to be a famous dancer. Ah, you will be glad someday that you knew me. He will say to your children and to your grandchildren, I was at the Art Academy in Vienna in 1927 when Rose Warner came here.
And we will also say 1927 is the most wonderful time to be alive.
Oh, it's not so bad.
It is sublime.
Perhaps not sublime. There is a lot of unemployment in Austria.
And in Germany, strikes, anger everywhere. You are crazy, Rose Warmer, if you think this is such a sublime time to be alive. Sometimes, I think there will be another war.
Oh, I do not think so.
My sister Felice says I will never be crazy.
She doesn't know you very well.
Because I am crazy already.
All crazy. Look at the way you are exercising.
What is wrong with it?
You grab it too hard.
Your muscles will be terribly sore tomorrow.
Oh, but I do not care. Oh, it is wonderful right now. I am 18 years old. I am beautiful. I am in my father's own city of Vienna. And I will be a great dancer.
You'll still ache tomorrow.
I hope tomorrow will never come. Today is so completely perfect. And I want... Oh, that is over.
And Fräulein Marquardt did not even come back to check on us.
Oh. She often leaves us to finish out the time.
Well, I want a coffee. Anyone want to come?
I have time, I think.
Well, I do not.
See you tomorrow, if you can get out of bed.
I suppose she is going to her boyfriend.
I suppose.
Ooh. I am tired.
Come on. It is a beautiful day. I want to see the Danube.
Isn't the sunshine lovely?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I love sitting in the sun. At home in Passigny, we always took our coffee out of doors if the weather was nice.
Sounds nice there.
Oh, for a child. Since I left school, I thought I would go mad there. Nothing to do, the same old things, the same old people. That is good coffee. I wonder if I should be very extravagant and order another.
Certainly, if you want to.
You always say that.
Say what?
Certainly, if you want to. I think you would say that if I told you I was thinking about murdering someone.
And why not?
Why not think about it?
Why not murder someone?
Oh, you are not serious.
Have another coffee. It is not important.
Mary, another coffee with milk, please. Murdering someone is not important.
If you wanted to do it, if you had the courage.
The courage?
Well, of course. People have to die sooner or later. You would have a reason, I assume so.
But this is forbidden for one thing.
Dear little Rose from Budapest, nothing is forbidden. This is a new age we are in. Nothing anymore is forbidden.
Why don't you do crazy things yourself, then?